When somebody says legends, it's not necessarily how long they've been gone from the Federation, but the more their status in wrestling is how I view legend.
Well, let me ask you, what is the cutoff that you view somebody as a legend? Like, is it 30 years?
No, it's not a time frame for me. It's their status in the world of wrestling. Like, would you call Outback Jack a legend?
Oh, dude, yeah.
You son of a bitch. Will you
What?
stop it? No, you
So,
would not.
oh, I wouldn't?
No, okay. In all honesty, would you say Outback Jack is a legend?
Oh yeah, it was so fun seeing him on Saturday mornings.
All right, well, let's keep going down that LJN rabbit hole then. Would you call Ted Arcidi a legend?
Dude, yes.
I hate you so much sometimes, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo. Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff. The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
Made sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 427 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, this week we leave for WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
Yep, three more sleeps.
Not, no.
Four more sleeps.
16.
16 more sleeps.
Yeah, I'm counting naps. So,
oh, well, shit, you take a lot of naps.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. But I do.
Wait, did we say FAPS or naps? Or is it a combination of the two?
It's the combination of the two. Yeah.
Yeah, one leads to the other sometimes. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So 16, yeah, that's about right.
So, as we were talking before the show, we are starting to do the way that we are going to give away the prizes at the meetup.
Yes, we are formulating a battle plan.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to seeing who walks away with Bruiser Brody Leprosy figure, the Hart Foundation. And by the way, I still haven't opened up the Hart Foundation, so I don't even know what I've gotten. And as I said, this is the Canadian roulette that we're doing. I have ordered three. I am going to open two. One will be for the meetup, and that's something that could be won.
I hate it so much.
I do too. The Macho Man giveaway. And Mantar figure. So we've got so many prizes. There are guests that are bringing prizes. Steve Hoker is going to bring Cody Supreme. As I mentioned, we got the Bruiser Brody Leprosy figure from Power Town. Steve Fontas is doing a giveaway.
Ryan Buds is going to do a giveaway where I don't want to say what it is yet because we have to get it in hand first.
Correct. Correct.
I don't want to announce it and then, oh, shoot, we can't get it. So we're hoping for a certain figure, but we got to see if we can get our hands on it before the meetup.
Yes, exactly. So anyways, there's going to be lots of giveaways, but we were formulating how we were going to give that away. And it's, I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah. And there will be no Rochambeau. We decided let's just enjoy ourselves. We don't want people all hunched over and going to the emergency room and let's just have fun. Rochambeau's out.
Well, we were also talking about seeing who could take the most shots without passing out. And whoever is the last man standing got the Mantar figure.
But then you're useless for the trivia portion of the event. So,
no, that makes it great. I want to hear what people answer. Oh, that would be so funny, dude. Whoever's have a blood alcohol level, you know, the breathalyzer.
Oh, the highest wins.
Whoever has the has the highest blood alcohol levels walks away with the Mantar figure.
If a child wins this event, we've done something horribly wrong.
Hey, it's not on us. We didn't force the drinks. They just decided to take it.
Win in Rome.
Win in Rome. So anyways, yes, the meetup is this Friday. We're looking forward to seeing all of you there. As I said, there's going to be prizes. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be a giveaway from Brian from the Legendary Podcast as well. And
yes,
also, as I think I said, Brian Breaker is going to have something for us there.
And there's going to be Hova.
Yeah.
Who had that on their 2024 bingo card?
Me.
Well, if you did, you checked a big box there, sir.
Yep, Hova will be there. It's going to be good times. As I said, April 5th, 4 p.m., City Tap House, located at 2 Logan Square, 100 North 18th Street. Come one, come all. We want you guys to sit down, have a good time before SmackDown, right after WrestleCon. Just relax a little bit. Just have a good time with all your fellow collectors. Talk collected stories. Talk WrestleCon stories. Talk whatever. Then, as you start to settle in, and we'll do the giveaways, and then you guys can get up and head on over to SmackDown.
Don't forget to take off your name tag.
Oh, yeah. I've got name tags for you guys, too. By the way, I need a Sharpie.
Yeah, we're not using paint pens on those.
No, screw that. Screw that. I ain't doing that.
We'll sign your name tag if you'd like to.
In paint pen.
In paint pen. In blood.
So again, April 5th, 4 p.m., City Tap House, located to Logan Square, 100 North 18th Street.
And if you're going to be there, please, I've said it every single week, give us a heads up. Because right now we've only got the space allotted for 25. I would like to give the venue a heads up if we're expecting more than that. Right now, Jeff, rough ballpark, I think we're capped at 25. Like, we are literally at like 25.
We might have a few more.
Okay, so yeah, I need to up that number. So again, if you're going, please let Jeff know on the social medias, be it Instagram, the X, whatever, but or Facebook even too. If you've got me on your Facebook, just let me know. We're just trying to get as close as possible to the real number that will be there. We want to make sure there's plenty of space for you guys, and we want to have a lot of fun. So let's give ourselves some room. If you're going to be there, just give us a heads up.
Scott, I didn't even ask. What's going on? Don't talk about the weather. Don't talk about the weather.
Is that what I do? That's like old man shit, right? Like, I talk about my aches and pains. What kind of, what's ailing me? What the weather's like?
Old man yells at clouds.
Yeah. Get off my cloud. let's see. What's new? Honestly, it's like full WrestleMania mode right now. I do have a question about WWE World. I had heard originally you could not bring personal items in to get signed. You had to either get their 8x10 or just a photo, whatever.
From what I can tell, there is a stage of wrestlers that will be signing autographs. There are a stage of wrestlers that will be doing photos only. But those VIPs, such as Cody, I think Rhea was on it, Charlotte, those VIPs, there's no personal items. They want that. They want that line going quick.
Okay, but like the rest of the roster, the non-VIPs, can you bring in personal items?
I've heard you can bring in personal items.
Okay, so we've got to keep checking that list because I think we're going on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think so. I might have a ticket to go every time and any time I want to.
Oh, real? So it's like a season pass, if you will.
Yeah. It's like a season pass.
Got it. To WWE World.
Yes.
Who needs to go to Disney World? We're going to WWE World, and I got a season pass, and it was way cheaper than a Disney World season pass.
But that's the way I'm understanding it. So,
okay. Cause I don't want to be like a total noob walking in with a bunch of figures and they're like, sir, A, you're 50. Why did you bring your toys with you?
Hi, Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah. Do you like Taco Bell?
I wouldn't lead off with that. How dare you?
My name's Scott.
I would lead off with that. Thank you. Then I ask him about Taco Bell.
No, you go up to Shinsuke. You'd be like, dude, this one time I met Sting. And then it was like hella creepy.
Like, if you think this is awkward, you should talk to Sting.
If you think this is awkward about me telling you a story about me meeting Sting, you should have been there when I met Sting. Yeah. That'd be hella funny, dude. I would die laughing over
that. It's
like
a Stockton Con legend now. Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, crap.
Anyway. Okay, so you can, as far as you know, bring in outside figures and okay.
Because there's going to be a stage where there's going to be autographs. There's going to be a stage where it's photos only. The photos only, that's a no-no. Like, for example, I want to say on like Friday, Roxanne Perez is going to be there. She's photo only. Okay. No, you can't bring in the Roxanne Perez Elite.
Okay.
So stuff like that.
Because I really am thinking, like, you know, my goal is to meet KO.
That's Monday, and we leave Monday.
Oh, he's there on Monday?
He's there on Monday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, that definitely won't work.
the night that you're going, AJ Styles will be there.
Oh, Thursday night. Okay.
Thursday night. AJ will be there.
Okay. So like they have, so he's not a VIP.
He's not a VIP.
Okay. But they have like a headliner for each day.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well then I'm not taking figures. Cause honestly, I was just thinking about taking the KO, Steve Austin figure.
Uh-huh.
Where he's dressed as Steve Austin. I wanted to get that one and haven't put KO 316 on it.
That'd be hella funny.
It would be awesome, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. You guys know where to get our shirts. You guys know where to follow us and everything. You guys know to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and everything. Send us any emails, audio questions, or anything else at all. Send it on over to fullypostablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, did you pick up anything?
No.
Oh.
I didn't.
You don't have to pick up anything. It's okay there, buddy.
Let's see. No McFarlane's. Powertown already dropped. No. Mattel Creations.
No.
Didn't have.
No. Mattel Creations? No.
No, no. No. Mattel Creations. No.
All right.
So the CM Punk. I will be picking that up. That goes on sale the 7th of April.
7th of April. You're really picking that up?
The CM Punk?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an Elite, dude. Absolutely. It's only $25.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to jump in on that. Breaker.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Breaker and I were talking about on the TB Toycast this past week that how much of a cash grab it is.
Well, yes, but it does hold form with being an Elite. Now, as we had talked about, if they did this as like a defining moment, an ultimate, God forbid, had they done something like that, it would have been horrible. That absolutely would have been a cash grab. But a return CM Punk with an extra shirt, the watch accessory, I'm okay with an Elite price on that. So okay. I'm definitely in on that CM Punk for sure.
Okay. All
and
right.
It drops on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's on Sunday.
That's really like WrestleMania Sunday.
I know.
That's almost like A-Rod announcing his free agency during the last game of the World Series. Like, I don't know. That just seems wrong to me.
Don't bring his name up on the show.
How dare I?
I hate him so much.
But he should be a Hall of Famer, dude.
Although I gotta say, he is pretty good on commentary. He does.
Oh, he's excellent. Yeah.
He does a really good job. And I'm like, damn it. I don't want to like him. It's like the Prime hydration drinks. I don't want to drink that because of who sponsors it.
But they're dude, so good.
They're so tasty. God damn.
Yeah. 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 I think A-Rod is to baseball commentary what Tony Romo is to football commentary. It was like, you didn't see it coming that they would be so good.
Yeah.
And then there they are, like just doing an amazing job. So kind of like Corey Graves, you weren't really expecting Corey to excel at his job being a commentator, and boom, like he will take over for Michael Cole.
I do have a funny story and you'll laugh at this.
Did you order 7 Junkyard Dogs again?
No, if anybody can find 7 Junkyard Dogs, they probably have done it already.
Gold mine.
Got home from the fantasy baseball draft on Saturday night and I drive up and there's an Entertainment Earth box sitting on the porch. To which my first question out of my mouth is, what the hell did I just order?
What the hell did you order?
I
from
have
Entertainment Earth?
From Entertainment Earth, dude. I was like, what in the blue hell? So I pull up on the driveway, grab the box off the porch, go in the house, and I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't remember pre-ordering anything. This is like typical Jeff stuff, but like Entertainment Earth, that doesn't...
That's not one of your go-tos.
No, not at all. Pop it open. I got Ken from Street Fighter. I had already gotten Ken from Street Fighter in that trade with Brian Breaker.
Oh, man. You have two Kens now.
So I have two Kens. My buddy, who's helping me out on some stuff, he's a huge Street Fighter fan. I'm going to just gift it to him as a thank you.
Nice.
But the funny thing is he's trying not to get into the Street Fighter figures.
Oh, I see. So you're giving him his first taste, which is free.
Yeah. It's like
everything
drugs.
After that's going to cost you. Exactly. Yes. Drugs.
You got some drugs. It's cool. There's a Hood Slam wrestler out here named Drugs Bunny.
Drugs Bunny. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so I'm going to gift that to him as a thank you for helping me out.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Oh, you know what? I did order something.
Oh, what'd you get?
Today, well, the day we're recording today, Thursday, is opening day of baseball.
Yes.
And McFarlane literally came out of left field with an announcement nobody saw coming. He's got baseball figures again. So I had to order the Aaron Judge.
You had to. How much was it?
It was $29.99.
Okay.
And I had a 10% off coupon for the McFarland store. So I applied that. And after tax and shipping, it was $36.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. So I'm on the fence if I'm going to open it, because I've already got that one that came out from MLB The Show back in like 20 or 21, whatever it was, 19 maybe. I still got that one in the package. And it's one of those I really would love to hold out for him to come around and do a signing. But yeah, now that I've got the Yankees title up there and I want to have the captains that are still alive sign it, I'm like, I think I'm just going to open the figure. As much as I love getting figures signed, I think if I get a Judge signature, it's going on that Yankees world title.
I've got to say, those belts that they've been coming out with for the baseball teams on WWE Shop, man, those are sick.
Yeah, they're expensive, but they're badass, dude.
They are really good. They're way better than the football ones that came out.
Oh, for sure. So how long are you going to hold out for that 86 world title?
So Nate and I have been Rinkskirts, the CEO of Rinkskirts, and I have been having a conversation about that. It's great. The 86 title on WWE Shop is great.
Yes, but
it doesn't say WWF.
Ah, got it. So then you are stuck trying to find one from like the 90s before they did the F out.
Yeah, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, and these belt collectors will have to correct me on this one, but I think Figures Toy Company did the 86 title way back in the day. I got to see if that one said WWF on it. There's also these belt collectors that, you know, buy from overseas and stuff like that. So
yeah, so you could have one. It's probably like custom made, whatever.
Exactly.
And you can have the WWF logo on there.
So yes, it's badass on WWE Shop for the 86 title, but man, it doesn't say F on it.
Okay. Well, tell me this.
Yes.
You're at WWE World next week.
Dude, I can't bring home a belt.
Just let me finish.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're going to say.
You go into WWE World next week. There yes. sits the 86 world title.
Yes.
And you're like, oh man, I love it. Then somebody yells out, hey, I've got an extra Hogan autograph ticket. Does anybody want to buy it? You're looking at the title. You're looking at dude with ticket. You're looking at the title, dude with ticket. Do you pull the trigger?
No.
No way, dude.
Dude, that's way too expensive. Come on now. Okay. The belt without any discounts on WWE Shop is already $500.
Yes.
Then you add in the Hogan ticket.
To Hogan, yes, which is like $250.
$250. Tree-fitty.
Best I can do is tree-fitty.
But the Hogan ticket is $250. So now you're already $750 in the hole, dude.
It's not $1,000. And you get to come home and you get to shadow box that thing on your wall. And it's the beautiful Hogan title. You could frame it with the LJN. You see where I'm going with this?
I know exactly what you're doing. Just stop trying to take my money from me.
I just like making the wheels turn. That's all. Could you imagine how beautiful that shadow box would be with the 86 title signed by Hogan right next to his LJN that's signed?
Yeah. And in the shadow box, I should put the picture of Steve Fontas with Hulk Hogan. That'd be hella funny, dude. If I
you're immortalizing Hulk Hogan and Steve Fontas.
And Steve Fontas, yeah.
Yeah. who is only eligible to go to the second best taqueria.
Yeah. He doesn't get the best taqueria.
He doesn't get the best taqueria.
No, not even close.
Jeff only says that for his super special guests, I guess. Yes. Not just his special guests.
I kind of capped my geography line at around Illinois. So if you're past Illinois, you go to the best taqueria. If you're before Illinois, I take you to the second best. That's the way it works over here. I have a method.
To your madness.
So yeah, I got the Ken figure. I also picked up some stuff from BBTS. They shipped it already to me. I got some ultimates that I've been waiting on. I got the Charlotte, I got the Bianca, and Kurt Angle one is fantastic, dude.
I love the Kurt Angle. How good is that Charlotte though, dude?
Oh, the Charlotte's fantastic.
Did you get the Asuka too?
I did.
Oh, that Asuka's so good. Oh. The Roman is kind of weak, actually. I hate that head that comes on him.
Dude, it's terrible, man.
It is. And I don't like that figure kind of needs a shirt too.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of that joint at like right under his mantis.
Yeah. Right around the first and second abominable.
Right. I'm not a big fan of that. And I hate the head sculpt. So yeah. I've got it and it's definitely going to go in the Detolf. I'm not a super big fan of it.
I agree.
It definitely needs a head replacement and a shirt.
Yeah, I agree with you. The damn it, you got me all mixed. You got me all flustered with the Roman thing. I hate that Roman figure. I hate the head that comes on it, dude. It's terrible.
Okay, so you passed on it.
Oh yeah, I passed. Oh, Asuka. It's gonna be a battle for 1 and 2 for figure of the year with that Malakai Black figure that just came out.
So you got that as well.
I'm glad I did, dude. Holy crap.
Yeah, we'll get to that in the news, but you picked that one up.
I did. I picked up two, and Norm texted immediately. He goes, son of a bitch, it's already sold out. And that was at like 9:02, I think, or something
it
like that.
It went quick, yeah.
And it was funny, too, because I was on there, and I was like, oh, I'll pick up the Malakai Black. I'm only going to pick up one. I was like, I better pick up two. You know, what if I decide to open it or something? You know, get a wild hair up my butt or something and open it. I picked up two, and then literally at 9:03, Norm's texting. He goes, dude, I can't find it. Or they already sold out. I was like, holy crap. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, went super quick. And I want to extend a huge thank you to Brian Vermeer, who actually reached out and asked, because he also got two. And he asked if you or I needed one before he parted with it, because somebody else was looking for it too. So I wanted to extend a huge thank you for him reaching out.
Brian's a hell of a dude.
He really is. Really is. Great guy. We only keep the best around here, Jeff.
Thank you, Brian, for the offer. So yeah, had to help Norm out. And I had, of course, I have no problem ever helping Norm out, but yeah.
Did you get any other of the Vault figures?
No.
Just Malakai.
So I'm kind of glad that I had forgotten about the rest, because I immediately put two into the cart of the Malakai Black and checked out.
Smart.
Went back to work, and like 3 or 4 minutes later, I was like, oh, wait a second. I forgot about the ROH line.
Oops.
Well, I went back on to get the Bryan Danielson one, and all that was left was like Cesaro and Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that solves my issue. You know,
it made it easy. Yeah.
But I'm questioning if I would have gone in to get the Danielson, Bryan Daniels, would I have missed out, or Daniel Bryan or Bryan, whatever. But if I would have gone in to pick up that figure, would have I have missed out on the Malakai Black? Would they have taken it out of the cart like they did with Norm?
Yeah, it is possible that they were just blowing through inventory. And if it was sitting in somebody's cart that wasn't checked out, boom, gone. So yeah, you were on the fence. You didn't really want the Bucks anyway.
Yeah.
So you would have, in essence, traded to Daniel Bryan. Now you got me doing it.
Sorry.
Whatever his name is. You know, Daniel Bryan. That's what I'm going to call him.
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. Nice. So in essence, you would have traded that figure for the Malakai. And that would have been a horrible trade. So no, you absolutely made a good mistake.
Thanks, man. So anyways, I did pick that up in the vault. But I mean, we already talked about it. So it's in the news. We'll get into that later.
So this has me hugely concerned for the Briscoe figures.
Has me hugely concerned for the Sting figure. Maybe I shouldn't have just kind of snuffed at it. Like the Supreme figures, the Sting last week, and now the Malakai Black Supreme.
Yeah.
Two back-to-back Supreme figures already getting ousted.
I'm not going to cry if I don't get that Sting.
I will.
Because I still think his defining moments is the best Sting.
I will cry. I will cry if I don't get Sting, and I will also cry for Magnum TA.
You're bringing the callbacks tonight. I like it.
I'm just looking forward to it. I'm so excited for WrestleMania this upcoming week, dude.
To quote a PWI cover.
From like 1986, dude.
From 86, yeah. Well done, dude. Well, applause.
Well, it was just such a random cover. It was a close-up of Nikita Koloff's face with a tear that says, I cry for Magnum TA.
Yeah. Dude, in 86, that was heavy.
Oh, dude. So was like Matilda getting taken by Bobby Heenan.
You know, Eddie, my co-host on Drunk Wrestling History, actually wrote a letter to the WWF. He sent in a Matilda letter.
Oh, did he?
He did. He sent in a letter from Matilda. He was very concerned, Jeff. He was very concerned.
Did he say what the letter actually said?
No, I don't even know if he remembers, but he did send in a letter. And I think like 6 months or a year later, got a response back.
Oh,
like I don't remember what it was. Like, we'd have to have him on to talk about it. But yeah, he actually did write a letter to Matilda.
That's hella funny, dude.
Yeah, those letter writing campaigns were great. Remember when Hogan got injured by Earthquake and you could send in the get well letters to Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they had him for Matilda because she could read. It's fine.
Hey, those English Bulldogs are smart, dude.
They are smart. Yes, you're absolutely
They're very
right.
smart dogs, dude.
That's why I want one. Smarter than me.
And then I think that's about it. Getting ready for WrestleMania. So,
like I said, it's everything leading to WrestleMania now. Like, all roads lead to cheesesteaks and WrestleMania.
Let's get into news, dude. We got a little bit of news.
Let's talk about it.
Grapplers and Gimmicks TL Hopper figure. Did you see it?
I did not.
It's TL Hopper. He'll have a plunger. In the rendering, it had a toilet with a Taco Bell Night Deuce in it.
So what you're saying is it was splatters, not a solid piece.
Correct. But I got to say, the figure looks really good.
Okay.
All right. Sticking with retros, Epic Toys Diamond Dallas Page Deluxe Edition Retro. Now, did you see this one?
I did. Yeah. Beautiful. Top to bottom. Just amazing.
So over on the TB Toycast, I said that this is probably, and I want to see it in person first, but this is probably the best Diamond Dallas Page figure ever produced.
Wow.
It's excellent.
Even over his toy biz? Come on, dude.
I'm muting your mic, dude. Yeah, you're here with that crap. Good lordy. Come on now. I don't want to hear about that.
I just know you love Toy Biz so much. It's shocking that you would put another toy over the Toy Biz one.
You, dude, if you would have said, oh, what about his Mattel Maddie collector? To me, it's better than the Maddie collector.
No, I got a better response throwing Toy Biz out.
Yeah, it's actually true. The Diamond Dallas Page Deluxe Edition Retro from Epic Toys can be found on Asylum Store. It will have extra arms where it can do the diamond cutter.
Nice.
It will have special packaging, kind of think Coliseum collection packaging.
Yep.
It will have DDP with artwork on the side, says Epic Toys in the front. But if you open up the front part, it unveils the DDP on card. So it's inside this plastic bubble and with the extra arms. And I believe there's a t-shirt in there too.
That's so awesome. Beautiful packaging, an amazing looking figure. Such a job well done.
Oh my God, that thing is awesome. Good job to the guys over at Epic Toys. Fantastic job.
Epic is also re-releasing the Powers of Pain. So
yes.
Pre-orders are going back up for the Powers of Pain if you missed out the first time. They've got some stock back in.
And those figures are going to get signed over at WrestleCon.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, I got the turnbuckle signed by Powers of Pain last year, thanks to you.
Isn't it cool, dude?
I love it. And it's the reason I want to find a demolition turnbuckle pad. So I'm still taking the figures just in case to get them re-signed. But
is WrestleCon going on Thursday night?
No. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday. Okay.
Yes. So it'll be Friday before the meetup. We'll hit WrestleCon and get that stuff knocked out.
All right, let's head over to the Jazzwares vault. We talked about it. Malachi Black sold out in 2 minutes. Supreme figure. Beautiful looking figure. As I mentioned earlier, it's going to be up there for figure of the year right there with the Asuka Ultimate. It's going to be dueling right there.
It is outstanding. Like, Jazzwares really showed what they're capable of with that Malachi Black. Now you just want to see more of it.
Exactly. That's what we keep telling them. It's like, the figures are good on the Supreme. You just need to work on the Unrivaled and the Matched, you know? But
yeah. Yeah.
As of today, I think they're still there. Kenny and Cesaro are still available. And those are 1 of 5,000.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are numbered.
All right, Scott, did you see this over at Mattel? Or I shouldn't say over at Mattel, but it's on Target. Collectors get an exclusive My Faction character for WWE 2K24 when you buy WWE Legends items at Target.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So there's a crossover. I like that.
So what is My Faction?
I have no idea. I don't have the game.
You still haven't gotten it?
I probably won't until there goes my stupid computer wanting to interject in the conversation. No, and I probably won't, dude, to be honest with you, unless it goes on like a super deep discount for that WrestleMania edition,
mm-hmm.
which I'll keep my eyes open because usually like a month or two, maybe 3 months after release, it'll get a pretty good discount. So I'll see what that comes in at, see if I still kind of want it. I just know how I am with those games. I play the hell out of it for like a month and then it sits and I don't really play it anymore. DLC will drop. I'll play a little bit more and then just put it back on the shelf and I don't know. Still kind of hemming and hawing on it, but I think I'll get Helldivers 2 first.
I know you play a lot of MLB The Show, but did you happen to get hit with the update that a lot of people are not happy with?
The update? No.
So apparently there's an update with WWE, got the game on my mind, MLB The Show 24, where like there's a lot of glitches. The update didn't do anything, or it made the game like even worse, I heard.
It just dropped today. That update, I think, just patched today.
Yeah, I guess it's not good so far.
Oh, man. And that's the bad part, is you can't play the game without doing the patch first. Like, you don't have the option, like, on your computer, you're like, I don't want to do my updates. PlayStation doesn't really give you an option on their games.
So one guy lost a game because the baseball hit off his outfielder's chest and bounced over the fence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that happens every day in baseball.
To be fair, was he using Canseco in the outfield?
No, if you use Canseco, it bounces off the head, you know.
Oh, right, off the head. Yes, thank you.
So anyways, enough about baseball. Sorry, baseball season started today. We got baseball on the brain. All right, let's get back to Mattel. Going back to the WWE revealed last week, did you happen to watch that, Scott, with the revealing of the figures and everything?
I did not watch it, no.
So I didn't get a chance to. I was helping mom. Our mom had surgery last week, kind of mentioned this on TV Toycast. So between work, I didn't get a chance to. Our coworker was in from Atlanta, Georgia, so I didn't get a chance to watch it. So,
well, Jeff, we're just getting lazy, and we just wanted to wait for the pretty pictures to come out.
Sure. I actually did want to watch it, but Friday became a mess. So anyways, they did show off retros. Alondra Blaze, Isaac Yankum, Shawn Michaels, and Davey Boy are in the next set of retros.
Interesting combination.
There was something about the retros that just didn't grab me. I like the Alondra Blaze. It was cool. The Isaac Yankum is cool. He came with the doctor or the dentist headpiece, you know, that thing. I didn't like the Michaels or the Davey. I believe that there's other people doing better Davies right now.
Yeah.
The Michaels, he had on the black gloves and his hair was in a ponytail. I don't know. Those were just misses to me.
Okay. So you're out on that set then.
Yeah. I actually had to scale back on the Mattel retros. I'm getting retros from other places. It doesn't seem like I'm getting the Mattel ones anymore. So anyways.
They're really going to have to hit you on four names because they do four names at a time now. So they're really going to have to get you with at least two of the four.
Well, dude, I tried to get the Muhammad Ali, Hogan, Big John Studd, and Wendy Richter one. Except when I got to the checkout, they had me do that CAPTCHA thing, you know, where it's like,
oh yeah,
pick all bicycles or something. And I thought I picked all bicycles. And then guess what happens? It's like, pick all anything with hills. And I pick all the stuff with hills. Or then it's like, pick everything with a fire hydrant. I pick every dude.
It thought you were a robot.
Dude, it did. It thought I was a robot.
It's like that meme that goes around of like the person trying to select the stuff on the screen and it keeps telling them they're a robot. And then it flashes to the person doing it. It's the Terminator. That's how I would have felt if I were you.
Or like the Cookie Monster, it says you need to clean your cookies and he's all okay. Anyways,
I've been training my whole life for this.
In some of the biggest news from that WWE revealed, WWE Legends of the Territory era 4-pack. These are Elite Style, Muhammad Ali, Gorilla Monsoon, Harley Race, and Superstar Billy Graham. Superstar Billy Graham comes with the WWF World Title and a tie-dye shirt. The
Give us six more W's. Six more, come on.
www.pornhub.com/feetfinder. He came with that big ugly gold belt, and I've never liked that style of belt, but what it was just a big chunk of gold like right in the middle. And if you kind of relate it back to the old NWA tag titles that the Rock and Roll Express had,
yeah I can see the similarities there.
Manny Fernandez and Rick Rude yeah, had those big ugly gold belts. It's kind of similar to that.
Yep.
Harley Race is in the red and blue robe, but he comes with the NWA title.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
So what I'm liking here is that they're now starting to venture out and do more titles, more belts that are coming along with these figures. We'll get into one later, but they're doing a new style of the WWF heavyweight title. And now they're doing a crossover with the NWA. I don't know how they got the license, but they got the NWA world title.
Yep.
So, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We could be seeing tag belts. Yeah. Because now if they're going to do territory figures, right, you start to do dream matchups.
Correct.
You're thinking tag teams. And if, I mean, look, I wouldn't hate a Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas coming out with the tag belts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be cool. The old WWF tag belts.
Yep.
Oh, give us a Wild Samoans.
Yep.
You know, I'd be okay with all that. But now you're getting like dream matchups where maybe you could do Backlund and Flair.
Well, technically, they've already done the Samoans in that WWE Legends or...
Oh, good point. Yes, they did.
And it didn't sell well.
It didn't sell well. You're right. Those warmed pegs. Or you could do Larry and Bruno.
Yeah, you could do Larry and Bruno.
I mean, if you're going to go like territory figures, man, you Portland, you could do Florida.
But like... my thing is they're crossing over to get titles, dude. Like, this is blowing my mind right now.
Yes.
I mean, the NWA heavyweight title. Now, what other belts from the NWA can they get? Can they get that blue strap tag titles that Road Warriors held?
Or that beautiful U.S. title that Magnum and Nikita?
Well, we've already gotten that with Power Town.
Oh, true, true.
So, well,
I mean, we got the NWA belt with Toy Biz.
Yes, but that was because they were still kind of under the banner of NWA TNA. Oh,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
But anyways, this is like such an exciting time because we'll get into another belt later, but now they're starting to venture off to give us more titles, and this is great, and I'm all here for this.
It is. Now, it would only be made better as if they could do a belt pack.
True. Yeah.
Like five belts, mix and match, something like that. Just so you didn't have to buy the figure if you didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be some people that like figure photographers. They don't want to have to buy the figure just to get the belt.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe one of these days that'll happen. Give us a belt back.
Yeah. 100%, dude. Anyways, that is WWE Legends of the Territory Era 4-pack. They also showed off the next Coliseum collection, which is Ricky Steamboat in the black tights, similar to what his LJN was, and the Million Dollar Man. Million Dollar Man will have a soft goods jacket. He'll have money in his hand, packaged similar to his LJN style. Well, his LJN.
Yeah, it looks just like his LJN. Very accurate outfit. The Ricky looks exactly like the Ricky. Part of me was hoping the variant would be him in his red.
I get it.
Like the original was supposed to be. But he'll probably have his gi. I wouldn't be surprised if that was his accessory. Million Dollar Man's accessory, obviously, is the soft goods suit that he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm getting Ricky Steamboat. Part of me wonders, did Ted DiBiase take Macho Man's place? Like, was Macho Man scheduled or slated for this one? And he went bye-bye, so they're like, well, we can do Ted.
I don't know, because, again, we talked about this on TB Toycast, but it was like, they're not really pairing people up that actually had a feud, because Piper and George Steele didn't really have a feud.
And Steamboat and Ted DiBiase definitely didn't feud.
Now Jake and Rude did.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Hogan and Terry was just basically
it was a short feud.
It was like a Saturday night's main event.
They did the house show circuit too, though. So I would say they probably had a 3 or 4 month feud.
Okay. Obviously it made sense to put the Hart Foundation together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tag teams are going to make all sorts of sense. That's why I thought like after this, like next one would be Sheik and Volkov.
So I don't know. I'm thinking that we might have to stop thinking that they're going to pair people up. That made sense. You know, like,
yeah,
as much as I would love to like think that, like, they could have paired Ricky and George Steele up.
That would have made a ton of sense. That's WrestleMania 3.
Exactly.
Yep.
Ultimate Warrior and Ted DiBiase, maybe.
That would have also made a lot of sense.
Yeah. So or Andre and Ted DiBiase, but we've already gotten the black strap Andre. So
yes, you've gotten the ultimate Andre. I mean, they could have done the blue trunks dumpster fire face Andre with DiBiase, but that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Right.
Right. So,
maybe we just have to stop thinking that they're going to pair a couple up that made sense.
Yes, exactly. So the next one will be Bigelow and Morocco.
Is that your prediction?
No.
Oh
no, definitely not. I want Bigelow, but I don't think that if they do Bigelow, I think he should come with One Man Gang, but I guess that makes too much sense for what they've been doing lately.
Right. Ricky will come with the headband. He'll have three different heads. Million Dollar Man will come with some money. and three different heads as well. But he will also have the nice cloth outfit to go along with the figure.
Does Ricky not come with a gi?
Dude, every picture I'm seeing, he does not have a gi.
No gi. Okay.
Not on card. And even in the renderings, there is no gi.
Because how many pictures did we see of Ricky back in the day with the black tights, the black boots, the black gi? Yeah, I wish they would have done that.
Yeah, exactly. Also, they had an Imperium Elite 2-pack that's going to be coming out to be announced. But they did show that off as well in the revealed. And Scott, right before we started recording.
Literally right before recording.
Next Legends Wave will be 3-minute warning. Which, okay. Who had that on their bingo card?
Also, are we getting a little carried away with who we're classifying as legends?
Dude, that was 21 years ago.
Okay. When somebody says legends, it's not necessarily how long they've been gone from the Federation, but more their status in wrestling is how I view legend.
Well, let me ask you, what is the cutoff that you view somebody as a legend? Like, is it 30 years?
No, it's not a time frame for me. It's their status in the world of wrestling. Like, would you call Outback Jack a legend?
Oh, dude, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
What?
You stop it. No, you would not.
Oh, I wouldn't?
No. Okay. In all honesty, would you say Outback Jack is a legend?
Oh, yeah. It was so fun seeing him on Saturday mornings.
All right. Well, let's keep going down that LJN rabbit hole then. Would you call Ted Arcidi a legend?
Dude, yes.
I hate you so much sometimes, dude.
Yes, you were into wrestling. Maybe you don't view 3-minute warning as legends, but it does fit. And also, it's two new figures. And
how does it fit?
Hypothetically, let's say there was a 5-year-old kid that was watching wrestling at this time, and he was watching 3-minute warning. That kid is now 18 plus 5. He's now 23 years old, dude. He's going to see some 3-minute warning figures and be like, oh, just like we were, dude.
But would these be better served to be in an elite line? Instead of being put into Legends.
No, I think Legends Wave is good.
Now, if they had just done Rosie from his time with Hurricane, that would fly with me.
Okay.
But 3-minute warning, just they were like, they came in for a cup of coffee and then they were done. Like,
oh, they were badasses, dude.
Well, yeah, in the short amount of time they were there.
Yeah, they were basically like Bischoff's henchmen.
Like, I think AOP's had a longer run and they've barely been in there.
True.
They will go good with the Bischoff figure, though. I think the figures are great. I think they look fantastic. I'm just disputing a little bit who we're calling legends these days. That's all.
Are you putting on your old man hat?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But I don't know, man. I would probably just put these into elite lines.
They're not legends. They're not my Hulk Hogan.
These guys are golden era. Not legends.
Also in that Legends Wave is Hulk Hogan. He has the red pants on, come with a Hulkamania shirt. These are from the images that were leaked. He has
that's from his Real American video, dude.
I was just about to say that. This is from his Real American. He has the guitar with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just when I think I'm out on buying Hogan's.
You thought you were out on getting Hogan figures.
I'm like, and I think I might've said it last week or the week before. How many more Hogan's can they release that I have to buy?
Well, there you go.
I was like, that list is getting shorter. And then boom, here he is from Real American Video. Like, come on, Mattel, you're killing me.
There you go, Fishbulb.
Yeah.
And the last one in this wave is Big Bubba Rogers with top hat, second head, glasses, and the UWF heavyweight title.
Boner, 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 boner,
boner, boner, boner, boner, boner, boner, boner, boner. Holy shit.
Yes. Wow. I mean, we're getting Gordy.
Yes.
How great is Gordy going to look with that UWF title? How great is Big Bubba Rogers going to look with that UWF title? Give us a Dr. Death, please.
But what deals have been cut? Like,
are we going to get the tag straps too?
Dude, possibilities are endless right now.
I can't wait to see and talk to Steve in Philadelphia. If he's at WWF or WWE World. Oh, we're having a belt conversation, dude.
Oh, dude, it's definitely one of the questions we need to ask.
Yes, 100%. What kind of forbidden door was open to where Mattel, the main manufacturer of WWE figures, can make these titles, UWF, NWA? Like, what other doors have been opened? Are we going to get Marty Jannetty back in the family here and get Midnight Rockers with AWA tag titles?
Baby steps, baby steps, Scott.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is like, what doors have been opened? I mean, what else, what's on the horizon? Like,
the Marty Jannetty thing is more like, if he's available to us, let's just keep it to the belts, because now they're unveiling a bunch of belts. We got the NWA title coming, we got the UWF title coming. What doors have been opened regarding the belts? The Marty Jannetty and all this other stuff, we might have to, that's more of a control C, control V answer from,
well, no, I'm leaning more towards that side of the conversation, because like, can you do the AWA tag team titles? Just because I don't know who else they have in their family that they could put those titles on. I mean, yes, you could do Sean from the Midnight Rockers with one belt.
Oh, dude, that would be so sweet.
I mean, I'd be 100% okay with it. It would crush me, but like, somebody's going to do a killer head swap and I'd just have the Midnight Rockers.
Well, I know it killed a lot of people that just getting Marty Jannetty from the, in the Big Rubber Guys and not having Sean.
Oh yeah, totally. Absolutely.
So I think we're going to have to pump the brakes on asking who's available, because that's a normal question on the message boards. But these belts is something that, dude, I'm like losing my mind over right now.
Yeah, that's more my question, is what other federations do you have access to titles for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, UWF, I would have never guessed in a million years that Mattel would be releasing a UWF heavyweight title. I am absolutely blown away. You give me a Dr. Death, you give me a one-man gang to now go with my Terry Gordy and Big Bubba Rogers, and I am a happy camper, dude.
That was the big news this past week. Unbelievable, dude.
Yeah, I'm in total shock. Total shock. It's great that we are talking about all these new figures coming out, but we're most excited for belts.
I know, right?
But that Real American Hogan, holy crap. I'm excited for that one too.
All right, Scott, that is it for the news. We've got Jax Series 5.
We do.
By the way, I'm not going to get Buff signed.
Oh, you're not?
It's going back into the pile, dude. I'm not getting it signed.
Why? What happened? Did you watch his Dark Side of the Ring or something?
No, nothing like that. Oh,
okay.
It's just,
okay.
I decided I was going to pull it back.
Okay. You just don't want to spend the money on Buff.
I'm just pulling it back.
Okay, picture this. You're at WrestleCon in Philly.
Yeah.
You see Buff sitting there.
Yeah.
You see somebody walk up and get their Buff Asylum figure signed. And it looks fantastic. The color of paint is perfect. He's filled up the entire bubble. Autograph looks great. He walks by, person that got it signed walks by, and you're like, oh, look at that. Look at that beautiful Buff signature on there. And it was only how much? And then you're going to be like, damn, I should have brought my Buff figure to get signed.
Oh, damn. Did he upcharge you?
Well, I mean, that's we don't know that yet. We've got to keep checking the WrestleCon site to see.
Dude, I'm so scared of the upcharges coming.
At least Ahmed was up front, and he's going to charge an extra $10 if you have a figure.
What is he, 30?
30. If you have a figure, he's 30. If you don't have a figure, you just get an 8x10, $20.
That's doable. I like that.
That is doable. So I'm estimating Shockmaster is going to be 40. Okay. That's my estimation. Demolition is 50, no upcharge.
Oh, see, that's what I love.
Yes.
Do not upcharge us. And if you are, quote unquote, going to upcharge us, just put it in your prices so we know the price getting in.
Yeah. I think Powers of Pain are the same price, $50.
I think they are too.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But we've got to get into Jack Series 5. Before we get into Jack's Series 5 Bone Crunchers, we want everybody to head on over to WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. Over there, they have almost every figure ever made over at WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. And I'm sad Dylan's not going to be at Philadelphia, dude. I'm hella sad.
Oh, man.
One day. But in the meantime, you can chat with him on the Twitter X, or head on over to Wrestling Figure Database and scope out almost every wrestling figure ever made. But for this series, we want you guys to go to the WWF Bone Crunching Series 5 and follow along as Scott reads off this list. Again, that's all over at WrestlingFigureDatabase.com. All right, Scott, what you got for Jack Series 5?
Yes, sir. Jack's Bone Crunchers Series 5 consisted of Flash Funk. He was in his blue suit, had a removable blue hat. Ken Shamrock, red trunks. Rocky Maivia, he was in his blue gear. Savio Vega, this was a bit like his Los Pericos outfit, Jeff.
Yeah.
It was like black, a black shirt, like a cutoff shirt, black pants.
Yep.
The black hat that wasn't removable.
Yep.
Okay, so Savio Vega in his Los Pericos gear. We had Stone Cold Steve Austin again, because of course we did.
Mm-hmm.
The first of thousands. And finally, rounding out Bone Cruncher Series 5, Psycho Sid, and he was in his black gear. And that rounds us out on Jack's Bone Crunchers Series 5.
Scott, favorite figure in the series?
You know what? I got to go Flash Funk, dude.
It is. I actually like the deco that they used on this. It was a very, I don't want to say sparkly, but it was a very shiny, I guess.
Shiny, like a metallic look to his outfit.
It was a Metallica look to it. Yeah, it looked really good.
Metallica, yeah.
It was a Metallica look to it.
It was very Ride the Lightning, if you will. Very shiny.
But no, I really liked this Flash Funk, and it's not because the rest of the figures were bad, which they were, but
that's aside from the point.
I mean, if you look at Sid's face, and Savio was playing, and the Shamrock was in these horrible ugly trunks, and Rocky Maivia looked like he was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed from something. Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever, but anyways,
with only $7 in his pocket.
Exactly. But this Flash Funk figure actually looked really good.
Yeah, I really like that Flash Funk. Like you said, it's the metallic suit looking thing that he was wearing. It had a removable hat.
Yeah. Wait.
I almost wish Mattel would do a Flash Funk hat or a Flash Funk figure.
Metallic?
Metallic, yes. Not Metallica.
No, it's Metallica. All right.
No, it's not a Metallica sheen. It's a metallic sheen.
All right. Flash Funk with the pimp hat. Last sold eBay listing March 5th for $13.99 on one bid. That's good. Ken Shamrock, last sold eBay listing was March 4th. Seller wanted $14 but accepted $12. That was not good. The fact that somebody paid $12 for that, come on now.
Have you seen the Mattel one?
The seller should have been offering the guy $12 plus the figure.
Take this.
Please. It's hideous. So bad. Sorry for all you bone crunching fans. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's that's rough sledding right there, that Ken Shamrock figure. And you're not about to get to a better one here.
Rocky Maivia, last sold eBay listing March 17th for $16.49 on two bids. Guys, why are we going into double digits on these things?
Spend the extra, get an ultimate.
Dude, right?
What are you doing?
Come on now.
It's got to be nostalgia, and I can never argue with nostalgia.
Yeah, that's true. Savio Vega, last sold eBay listing March 18th for $12 on one bid. Stone Cold Steve Austin, last sold eBay listing February 11th for $9.99 on one bid.
So his Series 5 goes for more than his Series 4.
Correct.
I can't make sense of that.
Nobody can, Scott. Why are we in the double digits on these things?
Why are we talking about Bone Crunchers?
Because they are part of WWE history, WWF figure history.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
We are the old heads in the podcasting world.
This is true, yeah.
So, I mean, we got to talk about the old stuff.
And I will say that I bought every one of these as well. I think I bought every single figure in every single series, at least until 1998. I bought all of them, all the repaints, everything.
Dude, the Ken Shamrock is so bad in this.
It is bad, really bad.
And the ugly trunks, it's just hideous.
Yeah, the Stone Cold's not bad.
Yeah. You know what? I should just start off saying for the Bone Crunchers, is just start saying no offense. Because when you say a no offense, you can just say whatever you want. But
you can just blast away because you mean no offense.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, crap. He's talking hella trash, but he said no offense, so I can't take any offense.
I can't take offense. I can't get mad about it.
Yeah, I can't be mad now.
So you're like, no offense, guys, but we're about to do the nostalgia segment. And today we're talking about Bone Crunchers.
No offense for what I'm about to say about this horrible thing, but...
Please excuse the horrible things that are about to come out of my mouth.
But no offense. No offense.
We mean no offense.
And Sid with... Oh, those eyes. Holy crap.
Yeah, wow.
Last sold eBay listing February 25th, $25.99. Here's the crazy part. Shipping was $6.99. So somebody paid $31 for this Sid. And what was different from his earlier Sid? He was just in black trunks.
It was black trunks, not blue.
Yep. I got nothing, dude.
I got that. Nostalgia. It's a hell of a drug.
You know what? I think it was Chad Ecto Young who actually paid $31 for that. Love you, Chad.
I can see that. I can see that. He's like, but have you seen the eyes on that figure?
Dude, did you see the eyes? And he's in the black trunks. We gotta get this.
It certainly is psycho.
Oh my God. All right. That rounds out the show. Guys, we're looking forward to seeing you this upcoming week. We can't wait to see you. We're gonna be hanging out with you guys. Again, City Tap House, April 5th, 4 p.m. I know you guys are sick of me plugging this, but you know what? I'm going to continue this because we're looking forward to it. City Tap House located in 2 Logan Square, 100 North 18th Street, April 5th, 4 p.m. First round's on us. We're going to have pizza there for you guys too as well, some food so you guys can get some food in your tummies before you take off to SmackDown.
Yes, and we want to give you guys free stuff, so show up, hang out.
Exactly. So April 5th, it's this Friday. So come on, come one, come all, sit down, hang out, talk figures, talk wrestling, tell WrestleCon stories of whatever happened at WrestleCon earlier that day. So,
and Michael Canik is supposed to be there too. So you could talk some major pod merch if you want.
Yep, absolutely. So come one, come all, we're looking forward to seeing you all there. April 5th, 4 p.m. City Tap House. Also, we want you to hit up our podcasting buddies. First off, Wrestling Toy Tracker. They've got the card and loose prices of LJN's, Galoob's, Hasbro's, Just Toys, Bendham's, Defining Moments, and Retros. That's all over at WrestlingToyTracker.com. Make sure you're getting the fair carded and loose prices over there. WrestlingToyTracker.com. Scott, what you got for Drunk Wrestling History?
I don't remember the episode.
I think you guys had a show last week, so I don't think you would have one this week.
Yeah, we had Sting, we had Starrcade. I think there was one more. Oh, yes. WrestleMania 10.
Oh, that's tomorrow?
If it didn't drop this past Friday, it's going to be coming up WrestleMania week, but I think Eddie is going to release it this past Friday.
Okay.
Because obviously we'll be in Philadelphia. He won't want to do the uploads there. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's dropped already, the WrestleMania 10 episode.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, Drunk Wrestling History, wherever you download your other podcasts at, you'll also find Drunk Wrestling History because we're not always accurate, but we're always drunk. And you can get us on Twitter at @wrestling_drunk.
Also, check out the Rumble Wheel with the Maximum Sweat Man himself, Daniel Cross, and Brian Breaker. And Scott, do you want to take a guess what we talked about on TB Toycast this past week?
Monchi cheese.
No, by the way, they talk about Monchi cheese and Ted too. It's hella funny.
Really? It's the song.
Monchi.
Uh-huh.
Yep. No.
So it wasn't Monchi cheese.
It was not Monchi cheese. Although it was in that era.
80s?
80s toys.
Care Bears.
No, but that actually is a good idea for Breaker and I to talk about later on.
We collected Care Bears.
We did collect Care Bears. In fact, I got a tender heart after I had my tonsils pulled.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. We had the cloud car. We had the heart house, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
I give up. What did you talk about?
That cloud car was really cool though.
It was. It had the little canopy thingy on it.
It was great, dude.
You could fit two Care Bears in it.
Underrated toy. Holy crap.
Totally. I love the Care Bears line. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I don't know if anybody's really talking trash about Care Bears, but yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
Don't come at me with that joke about Care Bears.
No, we talked about Knight Rider.
Any specific or just the entire toy line?
Entire toy line.
Nice. Did you say that you had the big full scale kit with the Michael Knight figure that came with it? The talking kit?
Yeah, I had that one. I had the Kenner one, the smaller one.
With the top that opened up that you could put him inside?
Yep.
Was that Kenner?
I thought that was Kenner.
Because Mego did those too. I'd have to look and see the manufacturer on that one.
Okay.
I don't remember who made it, but yeah, you had the full size kit with Michael Knight. And yep. I was so pissed off that you got that, dude.
You weren't even a Knight Rider fan.
No, I was. And I wanted that. I think I stopped liking Knight Rider when you got it. I'm like, Knight Rider's stupid anyway. Who watches that? That's dumb.
And here I'm going into your room, busting all your toys and all this stuff. Yeah, you know?
I know. I should have ripped the head off your Michael Knight figure.
Why would you do such a thing, dude?
I couldn't bring myself to do that. What am I going to destroy dolls? Who am I? You
might have gnawed fingers and who would do such a thing?
Yeah, who would?
No, I also had the Knight Rider big wheel too.
You did. Yes, you did. That's right.
Do you remember when we went to Universal Studios and they had the Knight Rider car?
Yes, I do.
And I sat in it and they actually had somebody off stage and they were actually talking to you through the car.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God. Like I was meeting Bret Hart for the first time, you know?
Yeah. But you were meeting Kit.
I was meeting Kit too.
Yeah. That was cool.
It was so awesome, dude. Anyways. Yes, but we talked about Knight Rider toys and how even Super 7 has done a reaction figure of Michael Knight.
That's right. That's right. And that just went hand in hand with the 80s of like, you always had to have a cool badass ride. Mm-hmm. And you could sell an entire show. You could sell an entire movie just based on a car.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, A-Team, Magnum P.I., Fall Guy.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
That was a couple of movies right there. Cannonball Run was like a whole bunch of vehicles. James Bond was known for his car at certain points.
Yep. A lot of the cartoons also had big vehicles like G.I. Joe. Everybody knows G.I. Joe had, you know.
Mask.
Oh, dude, it was based all around vehicles, you know?
Yep. Yep. Every toy line had a vehicle. Silverhawks, you name it. Thundercats.
Yeah.
Not wrestling figures, though.
Well, they were supposed to.
They were supposed to, yes.
But that did not happen.
It wasn't until the 90s and the 2000s that we got vehicles.
So that was on the TB Toycast with Breaker and myself this past week. Also, check out the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast with Steve and Eric. They talked about WrestleMania 28? No. Yeah.
That was Rock and Cena?
Rock and Cena, yeah.
And Punk and Jericho, right?
Yep, that's it.
Nice.
They talk about that on the Positively Pro Wrestling podcast as well. Also, check out the Stolen Gimmicks podcast with Jordan and Joe. In the Marbles pod with Soda and Ethan. Scott, I'm doing horrible in this fantasy NASCAR, dude.
You can't find a method that works.
So if anybody has a favorite driver, text me or message me so I know not to pick them, because they are going to... Their shit is going to blow up within the first two laps. They're going to get some DNFs, you know, like my grades in high school, DNFs, you know? So anyways, I'm not doing well, dude. I pick a driver. I'm like, I'm sold on this guy, dude. Like I picked this guy named Kyle Larson last week and like, he was been doing hella good. And all of a sudden he finished like 28th. I was like, what the shit is this?
You pick drivers like I pick third baseman. Blown out in the first.
Too soon?
I think so, yeah. I'm still learning.
Again, that's in the Marbles pod with Soda and Ethan. Legendary wrestling figures with Brian. And Brian, thank you very much for sending over the Hillbilly Jim that's going to be given away at the Fig Life meetup.
So great. This could be somebody's first LJN, Jeff.
Oh, that's right, dude.
It could. I mean, we don't know. I mean, we'll have to see. But we're definitely going to be getting pictures of everybody with their gifts or their giveaways. And yeah, Brian, that figure's so badass. And I would love that if this could be somebody's first LJN.
Thank you again, Brian. Work the Arm podcast with Jeff and Jamie. Pod Subject Change with Nick Dunham and his two kids. Trivia with Buds. And Ryan, we do want to thank you for donating. I almost slipped up and said.
Yeah, don't say.
We got to get it for sure yet.
Yeah, let's have it in hand. And then you guys will find out at the meetup what it is. And we'll talk about it on the show next week.
Oh.
Week after next.
Yeah, we got to do something about the...
We got to record Tuesday night.
Tuesday night or Friday or something. Or Monday night.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to do that, dude. Oh, you're talking about next Monday. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Monday we got back from Philly. I'm like...
Oh, no,
I'm going to be in no condition to...
No, none of us are going to be in any condition.
No, even if I was staying an extra day in Philly, I don't know I'd want to go meet KO on Monday. I don't want him to see me like this. I'm a mess.
That's okay, dude. You got the prime hydration sticks. You're ready to go.
Yeah. I won't look like E.T.'s dick. I have prime hydration. Thank you.
Check out the... God damn it. What does E.T.'s dick look like, Scott?
I don't know. But if I had to picture it, it's probably small and shrivelly. And that's how I look when I'm drunk. And I don't want to look like that. So, prime hydration, please.
By the way, that's an elite off the show. Check out the Chick-fil-A show with Sashina and Mark.
The first thing going into a listener's ear is E.T.'s dick. That's great.
Check out the Chick Foley Show with Sashita and Marco. I love you guys over there. RJ over at Ringside Rant. EJ and Rucker doing boot to the face. Tim's pulling up a chair with the Fake Life. And Marty and Sarah love wrestling. Scott, roll call.
You know, he's not really doing commissions right now. He's still kind of hurting. He's trying to pump out as much as he can. But I just want to shout out Jason Wolf because he's an amazing artist. He does amazing custom figures. Check out his social media. I don't know that he's taking commissions right now. I really don't think that he is. He's still trying to recover, and he's a busy man. But Art of Jason Wolf is a social media. He's a hell of a dude, a great guy, hell of an artist. Give him a follow, Art of Jason Wolf. That's W-U-L-F. And, of course, TeePublic. Search out Starman NJ and the store name. That'll take you over to the great Steve Hoker, who is selling merch from some of your favorite podcasts. And all proceeds go to a different charity every month. He's doing amazing work over there. We appreciate him. We love him. We can't wait to meet him at the meetup. Give him a big bro hug. That is Starman NJ on TeePublic. That's Steve Hoker's store. And Jeff, that rounds out roll call.
Scott, I've actually already met Steve Hoker.
Well, I haven't, so stop rubbing it in.
Numerous times. I just like to...
I'm not going to do Steve what I did to Knight Rider. I don't even like Steve. It doesn't matter.
Oh, shit.
I would never say such a thing.
Scott Ford, episode 427. Anything else?
Stay safe. Stay healthy. Big life since 2016. Happy toy hunting. And if you're going to be at the meetup, we can't wait to see you.
I want to thank everybody that's about to show up to the meetup. And I can't wait to see you guys there. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, MOC. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.